other than Mr. Ed, I haven't heard of any animal talking. You know, I see on Funniest Home Videos that dogs sometimes can make sounds, almost sounds like they're talking. And I've seen animals that seems like they could understand perfectly what you were saying. You know, your family pet, you know, just a lot of times it just seems like they understand exactly what you're saying. So the donkey said to Balaam, "Am I not your donkey on which you have ridden ever since I became yours to this day? Was I ever disposed to do this to you?" And he said, "No." And then I asked a question here that I've already asked. Mary had a dog named Old King. And they would put Mary out on the front porch and put Old King out there. And Old King wouldn't let her get off the front porch. And he just was her babysitter, so to speak. And she'd get so mad at him, she beat the dog, poor dog. But anyway, it's just, you know, animals are unique. And they're smart, you know. As we had a dog growing up, and that our job was to go to the pasture to get the cows, bring them in to milk. And we did that with Lady several times, and one day I said, "Lady, go get the cows." And she went and brought the cows up. And so I thought that was pretty cool. Dad said, "Don't do that anymore because they are afraid of the dog and they run up to the house and still walking." And I thought later on in my life, now, what difference does that make? I guess he is afraid he's going to make buttermilk instead of just regular milk. Is Balaam showing any sign that he's surprised by the donkey talking to him? I don't know, but I believe I would have been surprised. Even though I was mad as smoke, I believe I would have been surprised. But who knows what I would have done. Verse 31, "Then the Lord opened Balaam's eyes, and he saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way with his sword drawn in his hand, and he bowed his head and fell flat on his face." And again, Balaam now sees that he could be in big trouble. And the angel of the Lord said to him, "Why have you struck your donkey these three times? Behold, I have come out to stand against you because your way is perverse toward me." Why? Why was Balaam's way perverse to the angel of the Lord? Come on, y'all know. Had he done what God told him to do? He didn't follow God's word. He didn't do what he told him to do. And the angel of the Lord would have killed him. There's no doubt. Balaam's way was more important to him than the way of the Lord. Can we learn something from this story? Do we do likewise? Yeah, yeah. It's not that we don't know what to do, but as Christians, we are tempted. And the temptation basically is that we are tempted with something that we really want, even though it's against God's will, we still do it.
One thing for instance, if you consider a child and a parent, it's one thing for the child to just rebelliously go against what was commanded by the parent, but it's more egregious for the child to pervert his image of the parent into something that fits what he wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
And this might be how far Balaam went, to where he actually distorted his view of God so that it seemed to give him permission to do this.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, we look at the verse where God told him to go with them, but only speak what I tell you to speak. Balaam actually does that. As if we get on into Doug's lesson next week, which we won't, but we need to recognize that when God tells us something, He don't have to tell us but one time, and we shouldn't be searching the Scriptures for a way to get around it. I think this sometimes is what the faith-only people try to do. By faith you're saved, absolutely. But faith is more than just words. It's doing what God has commanded us to do. And certainly man is still guilty of this today. The donkey saw me and turned aside from me these three times. If she had not turned aside from me, surely I would have killed you by now and let her live. So this is the angel speaking to Balaam. And again, it's quite a staggering statement for him. And as Balaam thinks about that, I thought, this may be the first time that a man kissed a donkey. And certainly, he should have never ridden on her again, but put her out to pasture and fed her and just let her retire, you know, and relax and not be sick. And Balaam said to the angel of the Lord, "I have sinned, for I did not know you stood in the way against me. Now, therefore, if it displeases you, I will turn back." Then let's stop right there on verse 34, because there's something that bothers me a bit about this statement. And let's see if it bothers anybody else. The second, third line, "Now therefore, if it displeases you," should Balaam not have been more concerned about the fact that he should have been displeased rather than the angel of the Lord being displeased? Shouldn't he say, "Because I have sinned, because I've displeased you, I will turn around and go back"? But I see in this that Balaam still wants to go. "If it displeases you, I will go back." And God has already said, don't go. He should have known. I would have said, "Listen, if you give me an opportunity, I will go home right now." But he seems to say that I still want to go, but if it displeases you, I'll go back. Then verse 35, "Then the angel of the Lord said to Balaam, 'Go with them, but only the word that I speak to you, that you shall speak.' So Balaam went with the princes of Balak." So he continues to go. There's one thing that he does. He speaks as God tells him to speak. But he does some things on his own later on in the story. You have to read ahead to find out about it. Did Balaam see the error of his way and faithfully serve God from this point onward? No. No. He did partially. He did partially, but not completely. Continue reading the remainder of chapter 23, 24, 25, and 31 for the rest of the story, or wait until next week, and Doug will tell you some more of the story.
It's a great Christmas story.
Yeah. Doug's up next week. Take home. We can learn from Balaam's example that not only must we speak God's word, we must do as God instructed. We cannot allow our own wants to override what God has commanded us to do. 1 Peter 4 and 11 says, if anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. We can't add to it. We can't take away from it. We've got to do as God has told us to do. We'll never do it perfectly, but we can seek that perfection and continue to live our lives in such a way that we're not sinless, but we do sin less and less and less. Thank you for your attention this morning. Got a little bit of time left. Y'all can talk more than you usually do. Visit more. Thank you.
Now I know that it's all right to talk to my dog.
Yeah.